Welcome to your Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Jason Gibbs, business editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. Jason, how's it going?
Going well. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you as well. And let's get things going with what was in the paper yesterday. Innovation in agriculture. Talk to me about this.
A really interesting program that was put on earlier this month. It was the HD3, the High Desert Discovery District, put on an Innovation in Agriculture and Food Day here at the New Mexico Department of Agriculture. And they worked also with the university, the Discovery District. And it's a really interesting look at how technology is going to change our agricultural process here, especially in New Mexico.
It's an ongoing conversation.
Every year,
there's always something up.
And there are innovations coming up in pest control that have some applications for us, you know, reduce the pesticide and protect the environment a little bit. Also with water, which is, of course, a huge issue for us going forward with farming. New Mexico we're a desert, and water is going to be a serious issue. We have to take advantage of all the technology available. And fortunately, here in New Mexico, we've got some good technology available and some great minds between our labs, the universities, the research done there, and places like Arrowhead that get these ideas put into concrete form and into businesses and then out into the field. And, you know, agriculture is such a huge part of our economy. And the one thing that people say about, well, let me back up. One of the interesting things that's near and dear to my heart is they were presenting a new machine that can de-stem green chili.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, another step in the mechanization process for harvesting green chili. But people always worry about, you know, is that going to cost jobs? You know, if a machine can do it, are we losing a manual job? And, in fact, we will be losing some manual jobs, but those can transition into technology jobs, get people on a career instead of just the backbreaking work of harvesting. Because as this next generation comes on, these youngsters are not wanting to spend their day in a field working on agriculture as much. And, you know, they have an opportunity to get into office jobs this way.
Perfect. Now, let's talk about the profile. This really caught my attention here. Talk about an interesting business here, Monk Drums.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I've dabbled in hand drumming myself, so we kind of jumped at this one when it crossed my desk. Monk Drums is built by a community down in Chaparral, and it's really interesting. This guy, Eric Bozeman, he's a world-class musician. He performed with Stevie Wonder, Sheryl Crow, Whitney Houston. He broke one of his cajon drums and needed a quick fix for it. And he got in touch with Jacob Naria, who's out there at the Desert Rain community in Chaparral where these are built. And Jacob got a hold of the drum, modified it a little bit, and they just loved it. So now they produce these drums, and they've got a really good tone. And it's very interesting to see this little business doing well. So well, in fact, that they're thinking about ways to become a nonprofit and employ people that might be, you know, getting out of prison or other people that might have a hard time getting a
It's a second
job.
Chance.
It's a second chance kind of job, but those are very, very important.
That's interesting.
And,
that's an interesting,
you know,
business.
Anytime you can do it with percussion and music, music is good for the soul.
Yes, bang on the drum all day. And we are approaching the holiday season, so let's talk shopping.
Yep, we're going to have to be talking that for a few weeks now. This week in our column, we've got Debbie Moore from the Greater Chamber. And, you know, we always talk about shopping local and how important it is to keep the small businesses alive and keep sort of our cultural traditions, the special gifts that we give that are made here in Las Cruces and just kind of symbolic of our experience of the holiday system. But she points out that it's also important because those sales here, all sales, within the city of Las Cruces are going to go back into the city in the form of gross receipts taxes.
Absolutely.
And that's what keeps our roads sort of pothole free and, you know, keeps the lights on for our government and for our city and provides all of the services that we need. And in addition to supporting local families and local culture and giving really neat, unique gifts that you can't get elsewhere. Shopping here in Las Cruces is one way that it not only benefits those businesses, those families that have been around for years and tend to give back more to the community, but it also benefits the community directly, you know, in the form of our taxes. So
shop local, do it. I know every year I make it a goal to shop as much local as possible.
Yeah.
And sometimes I succeed, and very rarely do I have to go and order anything online. Because my theory is, if I can't find it locally, they don't need it.
That's right.
So thank you very much, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edwin Duresendez.